earthquake prediction has stumped scientists for decades. We all know that earthquakes will happen sooner or later, but the question is, when? Some scientists are hunting for answers using an intriguing but controversial technique. They believe that the Earth may send magnetic signals days or even weeks before a quake arrives. I'm Roberta Kwok for Science Notes, and to find out more, I visited Tom Blyer, an engineer who is searching for these magnetic warnings. We met in a field near Blyer's house in Portola Valley, California, where he'd planted one of his earthquake detectors. Tom, you have a sensor here that looks like a white box, sort of like a little fridge, and it's mounted on two legs off the ground. What is it looking for and how does it work?
This is basically a magnetometer, something that detects Earth's magnetic fields, but it does so in a slightly different way. Rather than being a compass that simply looks for the direction that the Earth's very large magnetic field is pointing, if that large field were a large body of water, a pond for example, what we're doing is we're looking for the ripple in that pond.
Blyer is the founder of QuakeFinder, a company that has built a network of these sensors across California. He believes that the stress of an earthquake causes underground electric currents, leading to magnetic changes at the surface that could be picked up by QuakeFinder's detectors. His company hopes to gather evidence that these signals exist, and eventually warn people when a big one is on the way. According to Blyer, that warning could come as early as days or weeks in advance. In contrast, the long-term forecasts issued by the U.S. Geological Survey are usually on the timescale of years. In their most recent estimates, the USGS announced that California has a 99% chance of being hit by a large earthquake in the next few decades.
The earthquake forecast that they have is for a 30-year time period for some place in California, Northern or Southern California. So the big three are, you have to know when it's going to happen, where it's going to happen, and how large it is. As far as short-term forecasting, trying to protect family and friends and yourself, you really need something that would give you a graduated warning on the order of days, hours, or minutes.
Blyer hopes that QuakeFinder can provide that short-term warning system. But he isn't the first to come up with the idea of magnetic earthquake precursors. Scientists have been reporting these signals for years, including one signal found before a magnitude 6.9 quake in 1989.
We began getting strange signals occurring starting about 10 days before the La Mirapeta earthquake.
That's Anthony Fraser-Smith, an engineer at Stanford University. Fraser-Smith was tracking magnetic changes in the San Francisco Bay Area when the Loma Prieta earthquake struck.
And then 3 hours just before the earthquake, they went up something that was over 100 times bigger than we would normally see.
Fraser-Smith believes that scientists should keep looking for magnetic signals at earthquake hotspots around the world. But critics say this method is flawed because plenty of other things can generate magnetic changes as well, including electrical equipment, cell phones, and the sun. With all that noise, they say there's no way to know whether magnetic signals are coming from an earthquake or something else.
Well, first of all, it's a ridiculous criticism because I can surely distinguish these signals from any other kinds of signals. For me, they're a little bit like faces, you know, friendly faces that you recognize quickly. It's in that context that I want you to think of these Loma Prieta signals. You look at them, this was a face you didn't recognize, and that's why I feel very confident that they were distinctly related to the Loma Prieta earthquake and could not be confused with ordinary magnetic noise by any means at all.
Skeptics also point out that scientists have looked for these signals before other earthquakes and haven't found them. But Blyer and Fraser-Smith believe that in those cases, the sensors were simply too far away, or the earthquakes were too small to generate a signal.
I think what we're trying to do right now is make sure that we see it around magnitude 6 earthquakes that are large enough to generate a large current. And hopefully if we got 50% of them, we'd feel pretty good about that.
Blyer says that QuakeFinder found some interesting signals before the Alum Rock earthquake, which hit San Jose in October 2007. But they still need more evidence to convince people that magnetic signals happen consistently before large earthquakes. If they can't, the sensor near Blyer's house and the rest of QuakeFinder's network may eventually be shut down. For Science Notes, I'm Roberta Kwok.